Bits, a brief podcast before the M&A and Tech Conference in Berlin. Welcome to another edition of Tech Law Bits, a small podcast in preparation of the IBA M&A in the Technology Sector Conference happening in Berlin later this week. My name is Martin Schoenbacher. I'm a tech and data lawyer in Berlin. And with me today is fellow German Eric Wagner, partner at Gleiselus in Stuttgart. Welcome, Eric.
Yeah, thank you, Martin. And thank you for having me today. A great pleasure.
At the conference, Eric will host a table on his own at the fabulous Hot Topic Roundtable session. And before we come to the very interesting topic Eric will cover, would you please briefly introduce yourself, Eric, to the audience?
Yeah, sure. So as I said before, I'm a partner at the German firm Gleiselutz. I specialize in commercial law and disputes. And of course, a very important part of my practice is the whole field of product compliance and product liability. And then we see on a daily basis, I would say, that the recent developments in technology play a major role. I'm also co-head of one of our three business units at Gleiselutz, Regulatory and Litigation, and I'm also co-head of our Product Compliance Hub.
Which is what you're really famous for, I should say, in the German field, at least, and way beyond this, on prior product liability issues, and that makes it only logical for you to host a table on product liability for automated or semi-automated systems. Right. Can you please let the listeners know what your topic is about and what is so special about it, what you're going to discuss with the attendees at your table?
Yes. So, I mean, technology, as we all know, is constantly evolving, and with it also the property of the specific products. And so in particular, the way products function under the influence of digitalization has changed significantly over the past years. And now I think in the meantime, it's hard to imagine that the modern world would function without any automated or semi-automated products. And so they support us in our everyday life and help us to gain and increase efficiency. And so the topic is that we have also a lot of legal issues in this regard. From legal point of view, the topic is really highly exciting because apart from the advantages such products brings in our everyday life, there are also numerous risks involved. For example, due to incorrect programming adjustment, and that can cause very far-reaching damage. So it will be very interesting during the roundtable to take a comparative view on this matter to see what special regulations exist already in this particular field or which are on their way. So are there any specific provisions in a specific country, or if not, what happens if you fall back on the existing regulations in the event of potential damages and responsibility of the different parties involved? And I think so the roundtable should be a very effective mean of highlighting the current situation and also critical examine the future regulations in this field.
Absolutely. Before we come maybe to the legal issues and to the product liability angle and developments there, when talking about automated systems, first thing people think about is self-driving cars. But I think, first of all, we are not there yet, is my impression. And secondly, there's much more like an automation happening than self-driving cars. What would you say are like the most prominent examples or what do you see in your practices where we have semi or even fully automated systems that cause liability issues?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. So autonomous driving is still something for the future. So also only in very limited circumstances and surroundings, there's a chance to have autonomous driving vehicles already. But apart from that, you are in the field of semi-autonomous functions. So apart from that, we see that in production processes, more and more gets automated, yeah, semi-automated. So certain production steps, which were handled by people before, are now done by machines, and all the the change of production and the consideration of certain factors relevant for the production is something which is taken into consideration by machines automatically, so that no longer someone has to put in something and have to decide about how to handle certain matter, but you have now machines who can do this automatically. And of course, apart from that, you have also the whole field of digitalization, and software functions which are constantly increasing. And this is also something which plays a major role in this regard, because you hardly have any more products which are only hardware driven, more or less all products, or at least a significant part of the products out there, have now a software component included. Yeah, and this is also why we see that, for example, the German lawmaker has made a major revision, for example, in the German law of purchasing contracts in the last year. Yeah, there was a very huge change in the provisions in order to take care of the digitalization of the whole surroundings. And we see that also on the European level.
Right. Yeah. Coming to the legal issues, how maybe from a German or European perspective, how do you see liability issues being covered by the legislator? What's the current situation for liability for automated systems?
I mean, we have not very specific provisions at the moment for certain products or certain group of products. So, in principle, you have to deal with the standard provisions, the Liability Act in Germany, and all the tort claim provisions you see if you look at it from a civil law angle. And so you have now different people who are involved. Yeah, you have not only the manufacturer and the user, you have also the developer of software products. You have this certain part where you program the product in a certain manner, and then the product makes own decisions on the question is, so who is liable for this kind of decisions a product has done. So there are a lot of different theories out there, as you know, two lawyers, three opinions, so in this field it's true. So it's even discussed if, for example, products can have their own legal status, and you can maybe make kind of enforcement against the product itself, if something gets wrong.
Sue the car, can we sue the car?
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. But as I said, so there's a lot of discussion going on, and I think you can cover these issues with the provision you currently have. But apart from the material law provisions, you also have the question of procedural law issues. So, for example, if there is a damage caused by a certain product, who is the burden of proof to show what was the specific malfunction, and in consequence, who was responsible for that, So a lot of different questions on different levels, material law, on substantive law, and also procedural law driven.
Right. And I think to differentiate, obviously, as far as I understand, you have if I buy a system from a seller that has a malfunction that is originated in the product itself, you could go after your contractual partner, but the real issue is whether you could go and sue the manufacturer for whatever your damages you had. But that obviously is not as easy as your contractual partner. That is where we need maybe special laws. Do you see development there?
Let me comment on that. I mean, you're absolutely right. So you have the level of contractual claims, you have the level of tort claims, and product liability claims, specific product liability claims. If you look at the level of contract claims, then it's also relevant to see whether the product has a defect or not. So the German lawmaker has made considerable changes to the law on purchasing contracts, as I explained before. It was a EU regulation, which was then implemented in German law. And now, for example, if you sell a product with a digital component, and the consumer would use this product in the end, you have also an obligation to keep the product up to date. Yeah. So the whole character of the contract has changed to some extent, because you're now in kind of a constant obligation for a certain period of time to provide updates and safety updates, for example, or functional updates. And so also on this level of contractual agreements, you have considerable changes, and you see that the lawmaker takes into consideration the changes in the real world that has taken place over the last years.
Absolutely, yes. And I think we agree that this is in a way necessary to protect like the consumer or the end user's interests, whether it be businesses or consumers, with these provisions, whether they are like perfect, well, maybe not, but at least it's a step towards the right direction. Now we're at a technology in M&A conference. Right. What is the M&A angle to your topic? So what is the specifics on the product liability and in automated systems when it comes to transactions?
Now, I think particularly in the area of M&A, it is very important to deal with liability relevant issues of innovative products in advance. So such products can have a significant impact on the business case of the target. And not only if the target company itself produces or uses such automated or semi-automated systems or products, but also if there are competitors making use of such technology, because it can also mean that, at least in the future, you will have a lot of trouble with your current business model. Moreover, the whole responsibility and liability issues we have just briefly touched are, of course, of high importance. And I mean, in the course of the due diligence process, you have to look into the details and have to understand what kind of risks faces the target company or what kind of safety measures can be taken or have already been taken in this regard, in order to have a sound management decision about whether or not to buy the company, the target, or at least at which price, and how risk can be mitigated. Then in the let's say APA, for example, can you include guarantees or any other forms of safeguards in order to mitigate these risks we have just described?
Absolutely. Great, Eric. That sounds like a very hot topic in many ways, and both the liability aspects as well as the M&A angle. There seems to be a lot to discuss with the people at your table. But I still ask everybody, all the moderators, for a last pitch. Why should attendees join your table for the discussion tomorrow?
I think because the roundtable aims really to facilitate a comparative but also future-oriented exchange on this topic. And as I said before, I think it's really a hot topic given the trends and the development we have seen in this regard. And so I think it will be a very, very interesting discussion we will have at this table.
Great. Thank you very much. We all look forward to seeing you and to see everybody else in the next days in Berlin. You have a safe trip here, and the same goes out to all the listeners. Thank you very much, Eric. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, Martin. Thanks for having me, and I look very much forward to see you and all the others in Berlin.
Great. See you around. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bits.